there was some serious news this morning from various odd points in the world. The French held an election last week, which in the multi-party French democratic process eliminates everybody but a couple of people who then have a runoff and you decide which way the French government is going. Interesting development. The two top vote getters, the usual neo-fascist Gaullist right, it's left, right of center, essentially. These are both centrist parties. And this left of center party is being brought to you by a tremendously charismatic and accomplished woman candidate who could wind up being the first woman to lead the French government, period. That's the situation that is developing, and that ought to make an interesting set of changes in the next week or so. Meanwhile, elsewhere overseas, a visiting delegation, whom in tradition is always a trade delegation and other elements, visiting Chinese in Cuba, meeting with and discussing plans with Fidel, making plans and things of that nature. It may entirely be true that Fidel is A, on the mend, and B, that the Chinese, in partnership with Chavez in Venezuela, are planning to open up some serious oil industry elements in Havana as an alternative to OPEC and the rest of the currently American-dominated oil world industry. Ethiopian troops in a six-day now battle for Mogadishu, and they are finding it just as difficult to deal with the warlord coalition militias as we did, and they're probably going to be taking a lot of casualties. Apparently, something in excess of 500 people have died in the last week or so. 300,000 people have been displaced and are now refugees outside of Mogadishu, which, if you've ever seen pictures of the place, is not exactly the Garden of Eden to be wandering around in homeless. The Maliki government has halted a U.S. attempt to wall off Sunni neighborhoods from their Shia neighbors. The Berlin Wall solution to our problems in Baghdad, perhaps. The Maliki government has halted that, said that it will not be the policy of his government to wall off neighbors from each other. This is all happening on what's essentially a peninsula into the Tigris, in a loop of the river that is Sunni neighborhood and the peninsula, and everybody ashore is Shiites. Probably a little bit difficult, but putting up a 12-foot cement wall, is that our plan for democracy? And meanwhile, back in the Capitol, the Democrats and the Republicans are going into caucus first thing this morning to decide who's going to be, among other things, the conferees on the Democrats will be deciding who the conferees on the supplemental military spending bill to develop the bill that will be sent to the president, who will almost certainly then veto it, comes back to Congress. Latest proposal is that if it comes back to Congress, the Democratic majority will authorize spending on a two-month renewable basis, which would put the military and the president on a fairly short leash in terms of keeping the government going. Meanwhile, General Petraeus is in town to meet with President Bush. They will have a joint news conference or speech immediately following those meetings this morning. And, of course, the beginning of the congressional battle is underway as of tomorrow. We wouldn't want them to come to work on a Monday. I mean, really. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Monday. They make me come to work, right? Stay tuned.